Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio, for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Radio Boy, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Johan Els. A well-deserved rest a bit, you know, so that the voice could just come back again, strong. And I know that you will be taken good care of at home. Thank you for being the beacon of hope and always allowing the Father to use you to bring goodwill to us. And of course, to everyone else that is listening across the color bar. Thank you so much. We appreciate and love you. Right. I'd like to start with this song. And it's a song that I used to listen to. I've never had an album of this song. The Commodores, I've never had them until recently, you know, in the years when I was over 40. Yeah. But I've never had this album. And I used to love them so much, and much of their work are a classic to me. But this composer was just amazing and exceptional. And I know that Commodores themselves have wonderful composers among themselves. And of course, without Lionel Richie, they have also always made good strides also. But Lionel Richie was a different chapter, and especially when he did this song. Listen.
You're at 657 AM. Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Yes, yes. That is Lionel Richie, man. That is Lionel Richie. And with the Commodores, actually, the Commodores, that rendition belongs to the Commodores. And we trust and believe the Father is doing you well. And Wednesday Live it is. And on the line, I'm hanging out with Muruti Karabomraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Let me start with Muruti Karabomraka. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show, sir. I hope you're well.
Yeah, thank you, my brother, for the welcome. One really appreciates that. And yeah, sound greetings to yourself, to Prof. Kabamba, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I am well by the grace of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Thank you so much.
I hope everybody is, starting with you.
I am well, Muruti. I am well. I'm well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we also have Professor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Greetings to you. Professor, are you back?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm back in my town and everything is fine. We thank the Lord. And I wish that I could meet Muruti Muraka that side, but we could not meet. But we are here. We thank the Lord. And I thank you, Muruti, for welcoming us again. And we are so grateful unto the Most High God for whatever you're doing for us. And we are so blessed to see again this year and be able to share the word. And it's just wonderful.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm happy you're safe and back. And when you arrive in your town, you are met with flames on those chains of doors there. But now that, you know, as they say, when one seventh of the Most High is in the city, that city can be saved. So I believe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And of course, tonight we are going to touch the issue of the complicated flatteries of modernity. You know, the complicated flatteries of modern times or modernity and how these had gone on. One can speak with regards to this. I saw a campaign against Pastor Gino Jennings and so much that is untrue spoken against him. and against his wife, you know, you could just see that, yo, there was so much flattery, you know, against this. And we have seen that. I mean, people would create a problem just to dissuade the public from actually focusing on the truth. Flattery has become quite sophisticated, you know, and the people who perpetuate this have what we call a knowledge that has become so diversified to such an extent that one needs to be seriously looking into the word of the Most High in such a way that you do not allow yourself to actually be caught up in the flatteries, you know, of today. When I say modern flatteries, I'm talking about flatteries that had become so much designed that they go alongside, you know, that which you would regard as a basic human right, you know, a basic political right, a basic spiritual right, a basic religious right. But you would check and go into the scripture and you look into the spirit behind that initiative and you would see that it is flattery at its best. The Father is warning us with regards to this, and the Father is saying quite a lot with regards to this flattery. This is, as we would say, you know, excessive false, the false giving of accolades to people, to a philosophy, and to a movement. This can be that, even to an education. It can be an excessive giving of accolade also to particular intellectual and academic persuasions, and these leading the nations just astray and breaking communities. And it can be popular culture, the excessive, you know, giving of praise, accolades, acknowledgement to this, and giving too much credit to this, we see ourselves being led astray. Now, you know, the aspect of flattery is just amazing. If you look in Psalms chapter 5, verses 9, it says, "For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. It is persuasions that are without the faith, which is the spirit of the Father." Persuasions that are directed at men, which do not have the spirit of the Father. You know, it can be cultural traditions, whatever it can be, as long as it is devoid of the truthfulness or the spirit of truth, or the spirit of the Father, it becomes a flattery. He says such convos, such utterances, such declarations are like from mouths which are open tombs, which means these are actually languages of death. And we see these being perpetuated. Now, how does this come into the church? You know, or how does this come into the fold of believers? Because we know the body of Christ is perfect, and we know that it is the individuals that come into the body and also those who are agents. As Paul had said, others have already found their way amongst us, and they try by all means to soften what some of the words I heard is to soften, to dilute, and also to dissuade a strong pursuit of that which is true, so that people would become continually lukewarm. And that is what we see much of the times. And if you look at Proverbs chapter 5 verses 3 says, "For the lips of an immoral woman drips honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil." And these are what we call persuasions. Murut Muraka maybe will agree with me. Hunalin Tengwe in Pretoria, they used to call khotola. And you'd find someone has been arrested on a case of maintenance, and they're discharged. Then you ask them, how did you, you know, or they did a crime, and then you see them in the township again roaming the streets. Okay, how did you get around this? And they would tell you, "Keitotsi," which means they use lies to persuade an innocence or an acquittal upon themselves. And this is what is actually happening. This is what this verse really brings across. To persuade so that one can love the outer beauty and apparel without actually looking at the inner rot, the inner danger, the inner poison. And that is what flattery is all about. When we come back, I'd like us to touch even more on this. I believe the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, and let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. Flattery has become sophisticated because the devil is using it as an arsenal. And the declarations with regards to it, which have perpetuated their ways into denominations and churches of saints or believers, or their synagogues or persuasions of theology and the like, we've seen a pursuit that somewhat somehow had become modernized, and this in itself bringing people away from the truthfulness and the faithfulness of Scripture and rendering them lukewarm to a greater extent, and them not being able to fulfill the magnificent duties of the declarations of the Father upon their lives. Muruti, what's your take?
Thank you, my brother. We thank God for this opportunity that all of us could take time to discuss this very important topic under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, we are talking mainly about flattery, which is, like you have described, the I would state it this way, in agreement, that it is insincere, and on many occasions exaggerated praise and piling accolades, which one doesn't really need, because the whole thing is to try and delude the one whom you are piling up with letters.
Mm.
So, but it's not something just started recently.
Yes.
It's something which is old.
Mm.
Been there, because even in the scriptures we have seen.
Yes.
However, as you have placed the topic, my brother, it's in the context of modern times, in our own time. And also, the other thing about it is that we are looking at it being complicated.
Yeah.
Not just simple.
Mm.
Why? Because something which is complicated has been made either difficult or confusing or so intricate and complex that definitely anyone may not work it out immediately.
Mm.
So that's where the impact of it would be, that it's presented in such a manner that it would be difficult to fathom it out for any ordinary person.
Yes.
And indeed, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what are the motives behind whatever is being said, behind whatever is being proposed, behind whatever is being shared amongst those who are believers and they are the followers of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. You know what I found interesting as I was looking at these words in terms of their meaning? I found that the word modernism, which is not what you put forth, but it's a family word to modernity. Modernism is described as one of its descriptions, definitions is that it is the tendency of religious belief to harmonize with modern ideas. So I to me it was very, very interesting, because it most of these flatteries that we will be talking about tonight, they are actually driven by the desire to harmonize our faith with a modern idea. Not to explain faith or to instruct those that have come to the Lord in a manner that they can apply the truth to the adherence and their circumstances, which are obviously modern. No. But the whole idea is to actually not look at applying, but look at equating and making it to be equivalent to how the modern world is conducting itself. And we know the word of God at the very beginning say the whole world is under the wicked one. So even in the modern time, it's still under the wicked one. And to try and harmonize the truths of Scripture, the word of the Father with what the world is giving, is actually to work against the Spirit of God. And to do this through complicated flattery is even worse, because it parades as though it is of God, whereas it is not of God. Actually, it is contrary to the very tenets of the faith and the one who is the pioneer of our faith. Now, there is something which drives this in us as human beings. And I found that in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, the word of God says this: truly, this only I have found, that God made human beings upright, but they have sought out many schemes. In another one, it says he has made us simple, but we have sought to make ourselves complicated. And if one looks at human behavior, this is what we are following. When
Yude Vade has given us a bird which even a baby, I mean, even a toddler, even a child can understand. Hence, the teaching that if we accept the kingdom in the same manner as children would, then we would inherit the kingdom. The things of God have been made simple by God himself to render to us. They are not simple in themselves. But because human beings have got this tendency of wanting complex and complicated things, that is why we would easily fall prey to complicated flattery that are aimed at modernism in our case as children of God. Now, flattery are not beginning today. They have been.
Yes.
And I'm going to go to Psalm 78 and read there from verse 36. But maybe start from verse 34. When this is talking about the sons of Israel and Judah, when he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and sought earnestly for Elohim. Then they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the Most High Elohim their Redeemer. Now, verse 36. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. That is flattery at its best. You as a person become aware that there is a God that demands that we live in a certain way. And you come to him seeking to serve him. And then in the walk, when you find things going difficult, because even the Messiah said, in the world, you will have tribulations.
Mm.
But he said, be confident. Mm. I've overcome the world. And in 1 John, it says, we overcome the world by our faith.
Yes.
Now, when one is undergoing this difficult time, tribulation, affliction, instead of walking by faith and trusting the Messiah as he says he has overcome the world, what happens is we start to adjust what we have been given to live by. And we adjust it to be the same way as those who do not care for God live. And we try and find ways of justifying how we can live that same way and yet still call on the Lord. And what happens? We start to praise him.
Mm.
With no intention in our heart really to praise him.
Yeah.
We become exactly like the sons of Israel when Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh revealed himself to Isaiah in a vision. And when Isaiah saw Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, he said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips.
Mm.
And I live amongst people of unclean lips.
Mm.
And as one of the seraphim was sent to cleanse him with a burning coal. And then he heard Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh say, whom shall I send? And Isaiah said, send me. And the very first message he gets is, these people are rebellious people. Go to them. But no, if you tell them, seeing, they will see. In seeing, they will not see, sorry. Hearing, they will not hear, lest they should understand and turn and return and be healed. You, this has always been a struggle with people of God, people that have turned to the true living God. They find that something in them keeps causing them to stumble. Instead of dealing with that, what they do, they would rather do what Yudhavaveh said to Isaiah. These people revere me only with their lips. Mm. Their hearts are far from me. What they teach is the commandments of human beings and not my commandments. So, to wrap it up, my brother, the introduction is that this is not new, but we have found ways of modernizing it. And I truly believe the Holy Spirit is going to show us how we are in these modern times, making it seem like we are children of God who are faithful. Yet, if and when He, by His Spirit and His Word, brings us to proving we fail because we do not carry out the will of the Father. We carry out the will of others and ourselves included and pretend we are carrying out the will of the Father. So I believe this topic tonight would like to cause each one of us to check ourselves, examine ourselves as to are we really flowing with this prevalent, complicated flatteries of this modern time that we are in, or are we choosing to walk with the Father even contrary to many?
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti Muraka. We trust the Father is doing it good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Welcome to it. My name is Ray, and of course, this is Wednesday Live. We are talking about the complicated flatteries of modernity. And this is against the truth, against the gospel, against the true message that we find in our Creator, Yahuwah Elohim, our Heavenly Father. And that of His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ Himself, we see quite a lot that is spoken, even academically, that has become so modernized. And we know the movements of modernity, man. I mean, we know them. Some few years ago, I've been exposed to quite a lot of them intellectually and in the academic space, and people who are pushing modernity. And modernism, it's quite sad, you know, that you find also the gospel, the people who perpetuate and are purported to be preaching the gospel, and, you know, forefront ministers are actually pushing modernity instead of the truth. Right, we are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends, of course.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul.
There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. When we speak of, you know, the complicated flatteries of modernity, and this is against the gospel, we are warned, you know, we are warned in the greatest of ways. And I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 12, verses 3, which says, "May the Elohim cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things." And flattery, and I want to come to that quite clearly. When we speak of proud things, is I seem to have gathered, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I've seemed to have gathered quite a lot of rhetorics, which to me is just proud things that are spoken on pulpits across the world, you know, by people who are preaching things where they would be speaking that, you know, they are right with the Father. That is why they have so much money. And that is why they drive big cars. They live in the posh suburbs of the world famous. And they are celebrities. And they have jets. They fly around. They are multimillionaires. They spoken that it is because they are right with the Father, and that is why they have what they have. But we also see the wicked who have even more than what they have. We also see, and we also hear that in the light of that, being right with the Father, it means you should take what you have and give to them, these men and women, give to them so that you become right with the Father and that you may start having wealth. Here, some years ago, I'm an investigative journalist, so we were able to find and uncover a pastor here in Pretoria who was making more than 3 million rands a week on monies that are taken. And we started to look at how he's getting that, and you would be surprised at the complicated flattery. He would tell people that he has been in the next year already and tell them what is awaiting them in the next year. Month by month, week by week, in their professions and in their careers and all that. Nevertheless, the flattery that also comes is that of supernaturality. And I want to put it that way because I still have an argument. I'm doing an article, but I will let it pass by. Murdimraka, that you also check along with our colleagues, Pastor Sam, that the Father doesn't operate supernatural. He operates in his own way, divinely. Supernatural is below him. It is him that has created the supernatural. That does not detect or dictate as to how he should operate. Nevertheless, there are those who say they move in supernatural power. There are those who say they have international pulpits, and others have even come into the country and said the Father has called them to come into the country illegally, so, but they say no, it's the Father who said I must come through that way. And we see them being arrested at the airport and all those things, flattery to such an extent that we have seen ministries and churches becoming vehicles of money laundering to the greatest extent. Now, this is what is happening, and the Father is warning, and he is speaking a command of cutting such off. What's your take?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. It's just so amazing, and it's so scary as well to see what is taking place and what is happening in the name of the Word, in the name of Jesus, if I might put it that way. People using the word, people speaking the word on the pulpit, but while the intention behind whatever they say has nothing to do with the truth. And I will believe that not every word that anybody reads from the Bible, although the word of God is the truth, but the bottom line is, if the intention behind it has nothing to do with the Father, it means that is no longer the truth, becomes half truth or becomes a lie. Now, what we are seeing nowadays is people are manipulating the word, are using the word for their own gain. While the people are listening to them, when they listen to them, for them, it's they are receiving the word because it's been written or maybe it's been read from the Bible. But in the essence, what is behind it is what really matters in a way for that at that moment. And I say the truth becomes the truth if it is read the way it is, and the intention is also based on what the Word of God says. And when one preach that way and speak that way, we know that there is no expectancy in a way or any gain or any payment whatsoever. Now, we've gone to a place whereby today it's like as if we need to motivate the Father for him to do something. And how do we motivate him? We need to motivate him by what? By maybe an offering or something. And this is being proclaimed on the pulpit, whereby someone will say, I see God blessing you, but God is asking you to tell you that you must give an offering. But say, okay, that offering, who's going to take it? Is it God or is it the man who's standing in front? We know already that money will never go to God. That money is going to end in the hands of that man. And that's the bottom line. We know that. But how do we get to, how do people get to be flattered in a such a way that they don't realize that they've been lied to? It's because today, first of all, people are going through tough times. And based on that, the reality of their lives tends to speak volume than the truth of the word of the Father. Today I was answering someone and said, today Christians are the ones who are fighting against the truth instead of believing the truth and live according to it. How do we fight against it? We tend to amplify any situation that we see in life. We tend to make it big. We present it as a big mountain. And the people of God stand in before the mountain. They don't know how to climb it. They don't know how to go behind, I mean, to go beyond it. And the only way that they can see a little bit of progress into that is when they are told that if you can make a gesture by giving, by supporting in this way or that way, then you'll be able to climb the mountain. And that is the way men and women that we call today pastors and whatever, they're standing in front. And whatsoever they do is to present something that seems right, but what is not right. And flattery, as Muruti Muraka said, it did not start today. Even the Bible is speaking that it started a long time ago, whereby people were already into that business in order to seduce, in order to, I mean, to let people go astray, but still by presenting the word as the truth. The Bible says that the devil himself presents himself as what? As the light, as an angel of light. Why does he present himself that way? Because if he comes as the devil, nobody will accept him. He must come as the light so that the light, at least it's shining, it's bright, at least he can confuse some people to accept him for a while. I mean, his light is not permanent, because at the end of the day, he will be caught, because his nature is darkness. Now, he had to transform himself for a while. And this is exactly what we're seeing today in our churches, whereby someone can stand on the pulpit. You know, I think, I don't know if I mentioned that even maybe last week when we were preaching, when we were talking. You know, I went to a certain church where I told them that there's no power on the pulpit. There's no power in front of the church. When you come to the congregation, there's no power there.
power and everything is in you. But I could see people looking at me as if they did not believe. But while the Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, the Bible never said that you shall receive power when you come in front. The Bible never said you shall receive power when you come on the pulpit. But you see, we can mystify that place of the pulpit, becomes as the holiest place ever. And whatsoever that the person says there tend to be accepted without question. We don't question that at all. We just say, this is the word of God. This is the word of the Father. It is Him speaking. That's why today some people, you are talking about the supernatural and the natural. And I was, again, this morning speaking somewhere. I said, let reason. If the supernatural that we talk about, we hear this word, I see the realm of the spirit. This sentence has been there. It's really working for some people out there. I see the realm of the spirit. I see the realm of the spirit. I said, it's fine. If you can see in that realm of the spirit that me and my Father, actually me and the Messiah, we are seated above the realm that you're talking about. Because if that realm of your spirit that you're talking about, if it was the same realm where I'm seated with Christ, I believe that Himself should have spoken to me directly. I don't think that He will use you to speak to me, because we are seated as if we are seated around the table. When you're sitting around the table, Muruti, when you're sitting with the family around the table, you want to speak to one of your children. You won't ask mommy to speak to her. To her. You will say, because you're around the table.
Yes.
You won't ask. I mean, the elder daughter to speak to the younger one. No, because you are around. We are with them around the table, and if you can speak to them as individuals, because they are with you.
Yes.
Now, the moment somebody else starts speaking on your behalf, there is a problem. It means either we are not anymore on the same realm. It might be somebody, some people are in another realm, are in the other realm. And I say, fine, if you are in that realm that is below my realm when I'm sitting, and whatsoever you say cannot be from my Father. Whatever you say cannot be from the Messiah. It's coming from somewhere else. Now, people like things like that, because the moment you say, I see in the realm of the spirit, it's frightening, it's seducing, it's flattering, and it puts people in a place whereby they cannot move anymore. Then they have to accept whatsoever you shall say. Somebody will say, I see in the realm of the spirit, I see a darker cloud. For instance, that's another flattery that can come. I see a darker cloud on your family. It's, you see a darker cloud. That's beautiful. Because according to my understanding, when you see a darker cloud, it's announcing the rain. Now, if you see that cloud upon my family, you are in the rain that is below me. But in my realm where I am, whenever I see that cloud, it's announcing the rain. That means I'm waiting for a blessing. He was announcing something evil, but you turn it into a blessing. No. This, what you're saying, is not from my realm. It's from your realm. In my realm, the darker cloud means rain that is coming, a blessing. I see death in your family. Oh, you see death. That's good. But according to me, in my realm, there's only life. Because death has been swallowed. In my realm, I see life. That means you are in below me, and whatever you see cannot have effect, even power over me, because I'm sitting above. Now, when people start understanding that they are living in another realm, we are seated above the realm where all these prophets are operating. All these prophets and all these crooks are operating in such a realm whereby they use those words to intimidate people. They use those words to captivate people, to manipulate people and to dominate them. And that's another way of flattering them, because they know if we can mention the name of Jesus in this, these people will accept. And then they can speak a bit in tongues, a tongue that you cannot even understand. Because for them, when they speak that tongue, you panic. You know, and I say, God, why until today people are still falling for those flatteries? Why until today? Is it because, as I said before, people are suffering and they need solution? But solution does not come from people. It comes from the Messiah, from the Father himself. The Father does not give you any restriction to speak to him. You don't need to go through someone to speak to him. You don't need a time for you to speak to him. There's no protocol. Anytime he can speak with you, anytime he can speak with him. Why wasting time? You are with him, but you are running toward a man or someone. And the Bible says, curse is a man who relies on a man. Because there will be a time where that man won't be around. Can you imagine today, all of us, we rely on a certain person. And that person happened to die. It means that you're going to start from zero. Because it's gone. And this is what is happening today in our so-called congregation assemblies. We have people who are being flattered every single day. They've been told. And I don't know if I mentioned last week, I said, I heard somewhere, some people are putting a title or a theme of the year. They say, is presence. Good. When you say is presence, because you start with the big H or the capital H, says is presence, we assume that it is the presence of who? Of the Father. That we assume. But when you say is presence, the question is the presence of who? Not only that, but the other thing will be, what about yesteryear? Were we not in his presence? Why this year has to be called his presence? What does it mean? When the year will be over, are we going to go to another scene? That means the presence will stop, or what exactly? You see that whatever we do, these are just words. Words that can attract people, can put people in a position whereby they can agree whatsoever that is said on the pulpit. Because we've made the people of God to be so much afraid of us who stand on the pulpit. They take us for God. We have become their God. Whatever we say, they agree. Sometimes we've gone, we've seen that, even to a place whereby we start worshipping them. But you say, no, it is not worship, it's just respect. No. The moment you bow down before someone, that is no longer respect. That becomes something else. There is a bowing and a bowing, because that different type of bowing. I can bow while I'm presenting water to you. I'm not respect. I'm just presenting water. There is a bowing whereby I kneel down and I put my head above my head. And I'm telling you, without you, I'm a nobody. That's what sometimes is happening in our churches. And I believe it is time for Christians to just wake up and go back to the Bible. Read the Bible in such a way that you understand whatsoever the Messiah never taught or never he never did, we cannot do it. Let not us start doing things that because somebody has said we have to do it. And I will finish with this. Someone asked me a question. He says, there are times where a man of God can come and say, hey, we're going to have 21 days of fasting and praying. Is it bad? I say, man of God, let me be honest here. The Bible says Jesus Christ was sent to the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. But when the pastor says we're going to pray for 21 days, who's asking to ask you to pray for 21 days? If it is the Holy Spirit, that means the same Holy Spirit that is in you must convince all of you that, hey, we need to go for 21 days of prayer. It cannot just come for someone who say, because there are a lot of us today, we go and pray for 70 days, for 90 days, without understanding why we are praying. Just because somebody says, we need to pray and we need to come and claim power. Power for what? We need to come and pray, we need to protect our families. Are we the ones protecting our families, or it is the Father who's protecting our families? You know, there are things, you know, when you start understanding the Bible, you understand, I don't have much to pray. I can intercede for my family, but the protection does not come from me. It comes from the Messiah. It comes from him. There are times where I don't even pray. I don't even open my mouth, but I'm praying inside of me. When you go to bed, it's not our prayers that make the Father protecting us. No, he protects us because he wants us to be around. There are people who pray. You mentioned Muruki, people who have money, they claim because they have money, they say we are the best. And what about the unbelievers who do not pray? Where do they get their money? And we say, no, they've gone to Sangomas. No, they did not go to Sangomas. They work. Not all of them have gone to Sangomas. We need to understand all these things. Because the moment we start spiritualizing things, we start losing even the reason.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And it is the issue of how flattery has become so complicated to such an extent that if one is not careful, you might easily be swayed into it. The complicated flatteries of modernity and how these are standing against the truth of the Father. And the word of the Father is warning us with regards to this. And Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.